All right, we have a forum. Treasurer Carol Tracy, Clerk Michael Seeds, Trustee Chris Kilpatrick. First order of business is to approve the minutes of the January 17th meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, this is weird.
Board report. Michael?
Clerk's report. Okay. So, I'm not prepared. Let's see. A lot of stuff I'm doing this, or I did last month, was in preparation for the next clerk. So I've created some videos on how to manage and maintain the website. Also created a quick start guide for all the board members, and then also created a document for clerk duties, or that's continuing on. A lot of stuff in there. A couple months back, well, probably December time frame, we got a bill from the state on our land, our new land that we purchased. And we just received this month the exemption, so we don't have to pay taxes on that like we're not supposed to. So that's forever. We don't have to go to any meeting or anything like that, so that's done. Other than that, my normal stuff.
Carol?
Okay. We had a beginning balance the 1st of January, $46,994. $4.30 interest. We had $52,973.34 in checks that cleared the bank. We got a big deposit from Butler County for $315,297.60. So our statement at the end of the month was $309,322.56. We only had $150 of uncleared transactions. Now, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but then why does it? Oh, then after. After the 31st, we had some more, 26,000 uncleared. Because I ran this on the 7th, so QuickBooks does that a little different.
Okay.
This is a new program for us. We did buy, instead of going with the attorneys that we've been going with for
the accountants
to do the payroll, we ended up buying into QuickBooks, and they do the payroll now, and it's cheaper right now, and it really is very easy. It's been a learning process over the last month, and I've messed up a couple things, but it's usually pretty easy to fix, and I like it right now. I think it's, but the way they do some of their reports are a little bit different, so it's still a learning curve right now. But that's it.
Could you tell me the balance at the end?
The balance at the end was 309,000.
No,
that was after 2-7. And that's why I said that was where it did something different.
Okay.
Because I ran this report.
Got it.
Okay?
We good?
Yep.
Approval of the January vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Guess it's my report now. Cleared snow for both the snowstorms. We're reworking part of Metal Arc 3 and reworking 130th 3. Randy and I went through the township. Any tree that was dead, any limb that was dead, we picked up. So that way, when we have wind, they're not falling out in the road. We drove around the township after both snows, checking for damage. did a bunch of tree trimming and removed a bunch of trees up north of the 4 Mile Creek Resort. Trimmed trees down here on Indianola 6. Worked with the county, overseeing the box culvert on county line. Graded and rocked several roads. We worked on the salt dog, the plow, and the brine tank. Next month's plan of work, finish the box culvert on county line. Grade roads if we get moisture. Finish the metal arc and 130th projects. Clear trees in the right-of-ways. Install a few road culverts. Start prepping for chip seal. Start repairing the equipment. We've hauled 2,141.54 tons of rock. We used 880 gallons of red diesel, 235 gallons of green diesel. All the equipment's still the same. And as you can see, the road's graded and the road's rocked below. That's all I have on the overseer's report. Board discussion, the Metal Arc 6 chip seal project with Craig Nelson. I haven't had a chance to run our budget to see what it's going to cost or...
So just to let everybody know, Craig Nelson, who lives on Metal Arc 6, which is between 170th and 180th, he wants to pay to have his road chip sealed. So the way we've done it in the past is that he will pay for the chip seal. We will get the road ready for the chip seal.
Which would save the township $35,000
to $40,000.
Yep.
That's
the new Metal Arc itself, or
is it
dry?
No,
no, Metal Arc from
the whole road.
180 to 170th.
He's willing to pay the $40,000 to have it done.
Basically, I just want to sit down and figure it, kind of come up with a timeline, because we have the prep for the other three. Try to look at a forecast. I hate to, you know, sign him up, say we can do all this, and it start raining and not stop. We can't do any other projects. So I just kind of want to get, because we haven't bought any culverts for that mile either. And so I want to kind of figure a budget.
Do you know how many culverts you think we're going to need?
I know there's going to be at least two going across the road, because one's some old concrete, like 2x2 narrow thing. And I don't know what the other one is that's further north.
Where's the concrete one?
Between Craig, just to the north of Craig's place, that where it narrows up right there.
Right.
So his driveways are good. I haven't looked at any of the rest of them, really. I know there's a plastic one that's kind of mangled up there. If I was to guess, I'm going to say probably five at the max. So, and then figuring out what to do for the church with their drive and parking lot out there.
Why?
Yeah.
It slopes down.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of holds water in there. I kind of got it going both ways right now, but I just want to make sure we keep it going both ways. The old boy stopped me, and they used to, I think they still are parking up in the grass south of their driveway.
Okay.
You got the
Why is
driveway.
That? Right.
Their parking lot's not big enough, so they're parking, here's the road. They park right here.
Metal Arc.
Yep.
On the grass.
Well, it's not really grass right now. I think what I'm going to do is rock that and make it slope so it'll drain up to the north. Their parking lot's not big enough for as many people that go.
Okay.
So.
That's a good thing.
I'm sure that we want to put a culvert in there. I just want to keep it draining both ways and make sure we can afford it.
Okay. So, and then also that we get our oil prices.
Next month.
Next month from the county, so.
We'll be able to really put a dollar to it.
Okay, so by next meeting, then we should be able to vote on that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Board business. Consider approval to remove documents records for 2010 and 2011.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Consider approval to give raises of at least 5% for Randall Elliott, Jeffrey Johnson, and Chris Kilpatrick.
Why Jeff?
Huh?
I mean, is he work enough that...
Oh, yeah. He deserves it.
Okay.
He works hard.
I'd probably give him more than the other two.
See what I get? We haven't talked about this at all. Randy has, you know, he's come a long ways since a year ago. And so I know we looked at 5%, but I think at least $1.50 for Randy.
So 7.5%?
I guess if that's what it figures up to be.
It does.
For Randy.
$20
I'm good with a dollar
right
for Jeff.
Where are we at? I had to
look at so this. We're at $20 for Randy. And so 7.5 would be 21.50.
Jeff's at 20.
Okay. So I did look it up again, and I read the number wrong. COLA is 5.9% this year, not 5. So we can take that into consideration. And just so you know, also, if we're talking about it, this was just my recommendation of 5%, but Randy has been here 3 years, and he's never gotten a raise.
He hasn't?
Right. No.
He didn't get a raise.
Well, then he definitely needs one.
Yeah, he didn't get a raise last year, but all that's changed. He's not smoking in the equipment. He's trying to keep it cleaned out. I mean.
Well, I thought he did a good job before, even. I mean.
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about 7.5 for Randy, 5% for Jeff. So that would be
$1.
Yeah, no. Sorry. I'm not writing down percentage. So 5, 10, 15. So that would be 2.5% for Chris to get us back down to 15%. What about 5.9%, since that's what I found out that COLA was?
I can't say nothing for myself.
Since you found out that's what is COLA?
Kind of cost of living adjustment. Oh. It's a government thing they put out every year. It's what you get on your Social Security checks.
No, I doubt that.
Speaking of that, have you seen that whole zip code Social Security thing to see if you can get that extra money? That there's a commercial out there for anybody on Social Security. Call in, give them your zip code, and there's supposed to be some extra money for
so
you.
So what would 5.9 be?
I don't know what is you, what are you now, 1875?
No, he's salary.
Yeah, I know, 1875, well, how do you?
Well, you would do.
You flip.
She's got it by now.
2655.
At what he's, that's not right.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I think my battery died. Nope, there it is.
1832. Okay, yeah, that sounds about right. What'd you do it at? 5.9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You tell me.
Well, I don't know. I've never given raises.
You never given your husband a raise?
Heavens,
come on,
no.
You have.
Oh. What is it at? What am I at?
You're at 45 a year. So that would take you up to what, 52? Is that what it said?
I've got to do it my way.
Okay.
You said 1875?
It was 18 something.
I went by week.
47,655.
Okay, so you get 2655 more a year. It's 5.9%.
I'd always like to have more, but I mean.
If we can afford it.
Well,
if we can manage the budget this year, we can afford it.
Oh yeah, we can. We don't have no surprise payments. At least there better not be.
All right.
Okay, so
Randy
gets what?
7.5%. That'll take him to 21.50. Okay. Jeff will get 5%, which will take him to 21. And then Chris is getting 5.9%, which will take him up to whatever that was, 47 something.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to read this out?
Okay.
With the new, or do you want to read it?
You can do it.
Okay. All right. Consider approval to give raises for Randy Elliott at 7.5%. Jeffrey Johnson at 5%, and Chris Kilpatrick at 5.9%, effective March 5th.
Is that the next page?
Mm-hmm. Do I have a second?
Huh?
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sustain. All right, we have one more that we didn't get on here. Consider approval for the cyber protection insurance. That's an email he sent us about.
Yeah.
So
we were going to ask you about it. Did you ever email him about it?
Yes.
Okay.
I got some information on it. I didn't email. I actually talked with Jolene.
Okay.
So cyber crime. So right now we have in our normal insurance policy. We have forgery and if people steal your credit card and utilize your credit card. What the cybercrime helps you from is ransomware. If somebody takes over your computer and won't let you in it unless you pay money. Data breaches is if anybody could get into, got into our information and took that information. So we got two different things, my opinion, whenever it comes to this. Ransomware should not matter to us. Everything is placed on the cloud. So if for some reason your computer does get hacked and gets locked out, worst case scenario, we have to pay for somebody to reformat your computer and start it back up again. The data breaches, all of our documentation is publicly available. The only thing that I would have to say about that is that currently right now, we hold social security numbers of our employees that we scan in. That was needed to have the information so we could then give it to our CPA for them to put it all into their system. And I say that we eliminate that so that no longer becomes a security threat. And I recommend that we don't pay the money to buy this additional program.
I second it.
That's the discussion piece.
I'm good without it.
Okay.
All right. Consider approval for cyber protection.
Denied.
You got a second again.
Oh, I second. Consider approval of it?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
We've got
okay, I second it.
All in favor? Nay.
Nay.
All those against?
Huh?
All those against?
Oh, yeah, that's right. All for? Nay, nay, nay. All against?
Aye.
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 I always forget that one. That's all we have. Public?
This is the perfect time for it. Could you just tell me your name?
I'm Melody Hebron. We live on between 180 and 170 of Indianola.
And I'm sorry, Melody, what was your last name?
Hebron, H-E-V-E-R-I-N.
Thank you.
And Melody is M-E-L-O-D-I-E.
I-E, okay. Thank you.
There on the mailboxes, on a lot of mailboxes, not all of them, are green. Usually they're green. And they have the numbers of the
fire department.
Fire department. We can go to the fire department.
You can get it from the fire department or online.
Okay.
So, but yes, the fire department does have them. But you can order them through them.
Okay. Would I do that through Rose Hill?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you it's probably cheaper for you to go and just buy them online.
Online? Okay.
You can ask them though.
Is it that's on the mailbox?
No, it's the ones on the poles.
It's the just the your address, just the number.
Little green sign, vertical, you know, about yay wide.
Invariably, we get all of our neighbors' packages and everything because our road, our driveway is bigger, I guess, than everybody else's. And that's where GPS sends everybody, is down our driveway. And so I just thought it might help with.
Yep.
They can't see these numbers, but they might be able to see the bigger ones. So
they're vertical down the pole now.
Yeah, most of them are. There's a few of them that have horizontal, and they're horizontal down. So I'm guessing that you can order them online
horizontal
that
order.
Way as mm-hmm. well. But they look like they're green metal, mm-hmm. and they're pretty.
They're reflective.
You can really see what the house number is.
Even though they have a meaning.
Yeah, we didn't know if they meant something or so.
No.
Okay. So, okay, I will go online.
Check people out. Watch.
All righty. Next. You're chomping at the bit back there. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to check on chip seal of what the process is. And you said there's one guy that's already. He's paying for it. Is it a business that is paying for himself? And
he's got.
He's private.
Money.
He's a private individual.
You're up there on Blazing Meadows, right?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for estimates from a couple companies.
Okay. I talked with Renee, and she told me he was working on that, and just wanted to find out.
With COVID and weather. I get every excuse in the book every time I call in there. It's kind of getting old. But supposedly, somebody's supposed to come out between now and March 1st. And because I've got more than one people want an estimate on.
Yeah. So the one that you did get, just to give a slight comparison to, he was doing a mile?
Yeah, that's through the county, though. It's
different
price. So... The county just charges us cost. And so.
So it might be less than that.
Well, it'll probably be more than that because we have to pay for their labor. So what did APEC charge us when we had them do
it? It was double.
Double, pretty close to double.
Yeah, it was $30,000 a mile when we were getting it for 16 through the
county. Because
we do.
They limit us to our main roads.
Oh, yes. Sorry. We only have him do it now. But, yes, he's lives in a neighborhood.
In addition.
Yeah.
The main roads the county would do and any of the roads off that, you'd have somebody else do it or you just pay the county?
No. But the county won't do it at all because of the turns and ends and all that stuff.
So... With the gentleman who wants metal art done, will you guys do the quarter mile in the creek area that ends on 170? That didn't go all the way, it just went to the corner?
No, we're not doing that right now.
You're not doing that, okay.
I've been talking with some other guys and trying to get some ideas of what we can do down through there. But with that flooding and everything, it would wash it away. Even though we don't have a flood very often, but there are some newer things that are out there. And when it warms up and people want to stand outside, I guess they'll decide to come out here and talk with me and go from there. Because, yes, it would be nice to get that done all the way to the bridge.
Would it be a big deal in an area like that to get the corner smoothed out or something? You know, instead of it being as 90 degrees as it is.
Where's that?
You know what I mean?
Right where the chips and ends?
Those S-curves. Is there some degree gentle S-curves rather than abrupt?
Well, believe it or not, people have worn that so far to the south side that I'm trying to get it to lay in there, but it takes quite a bit of material. We dumped quite a bit up there today. We'll get it laid in there a little more.
It actually looked pretty good, but you're also fighting. You've got to let the water come around the corner before it hits the culvert.
Yep.
That fights you. No, I see it. It looks pretty good. You're getting it.
Now, if we can catch the kids doing donuts, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Because that was very rough in front of that bridge for last week.
Yeah.
Yes, they love to do it there.
I've got a camera going up. Yeah. We're going to go set some cameras up this week to try to catch them. Butler County's been out there. 170th stop sign again. They tried to steal it Sunday night. Or Saturday night.
170th in Prairie Creek?
Yep, the one I just replaced. Randy and I went up there this morning, and they had taken the nut off, and somebody had interrupted them. So we're using the rivets now. They can't take those off.
I noticed that speed limit sign in front of the corner.
I've got it in
the back of his truck.
Yeah, I've got it in the back of my truck.
They're running over signs left and right. I'm scared to put all these new signs up because they are. I mean,
but we had like 13 stop signs last month.
Yeah.
That we had to replace.
Taken?
Not just taken, ran over. Yeah, it's.
Did it damage in their vehicles, or they just?
I don't think they care.
Yeah, metal bumper probably, and they don't care.
You can tell they pull up to it and go slow to push it down.
Okay.
Wasn't it? Really wack.
I've got a question about something that doesn't relate to what you were talking about. Years ago, when all this was laid out and platted out, I think it was like a 25-foot easement from the center of the road. And I heard something about it got changed to 40.
60 now?
It, from the center of the road, it's 30 on each side.
30 on each side.
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
And it also depends on where you're at as well.
Well,
where the easement is.
Under normal circumstances,
right.
Without a big drop off or something. Okay, 30 feet from the center. And you consider the roads normally, or what, 24, 20?
Depends on which road. 24 is what we're shooting for. I think so.
Just a guide to go by.
If you go from the center of the road and you go out 30 foot, that's your guide. Now we could make the road 30 foot on each side if we wanted to, but we aren't going to do that, of course.
Yeah. It reminds me of these horror stories my mother tells me in Western Kansas. How the guy who graded the road was slowly moving the road over about 6 inches a year. So it's possible. The center of the road isn't where it's supposed to be. But
we have a road.
I think it is here.
180th down there is actually 8 foot off center.
Yeah.
It's moved over for so long. So
yeah.
That fence like it is and everything, it's a nightmare. So
Metal Arch, you moved over.
Huh?
Meadowlark, you moved over quite a bit.
I just got that lip off there so that water will get off there. Grass will grow back up.
Well, I got a call or two from the north side of 47, 150.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had, I never understood what went on up there. We had road berm. There was no ditch.
Yeah, but you cut quite a bit of yard out of several of those.
Well, I didn't cut the yard. I just took the dirt. I'm within my right of way.
Well, that's within
there's your ditches 13. Now. I mean, that's a nice, that's one thing that they haven't done is maintain the ditches over the years. And so we got to get the water off the road and in the ditches. The faster that water gets off, the better the road stays.
Well, I mean, they're on, I keep calling it 63rd all the way.
170th.
I'm right there with you.
Indianola.
Mm-hmm.
You got into those ditches there pretty good. They needed to be. The road was deeper than the ditches.
Yep.
So that looks pretty good. But when you do that, aren't you leaving a little ribbon of dirt on the edge of the road? That kind of blocks the water getting in there.
We're slowly incorporating that material into the road. And so when I go up there to work it around again, I'll pull more of that out. Just 160th out here you guys came in on, it was pretty much the same way. We had road, and then it was all that material had been shoved over for so long. Well, we did it from Indianola to Santa Fe Lake Road. We pulled all that up there and incorporated it, mixed rock in, and just kept doing it. And now you can tell that it's just hard as can be. And so I will eventually, these roads are done, but like Metal Arc, like she's talking about getting her road getting wide, I will pull that back up and mix material in there, and then it'll get hard like this. Something about the way that sand and all that limestone that's been there for years and that little bit of clay that's in there mixed in with that gray rock and some screenings, it just gets hard. I haven't graded these 2 miles of road in almost a year. And so, I mean, it's working. So we're slowly trying to do more and more, but it does cost quite a bit to do each road like this. But if I don't have to run out and grade the road every time and we're not getting potholes and washboards, it's beneficial. Jim? Who lives in that house on the north end? Is there anybody even in there?
Yeah. It's family. They got a little girl.
We got to fix that cul-de-sac. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I noticed after that, the first snow, we went up there and shoved that up. So, but I did hear the county talking. They might actually extend that approach there. Turn it on to Mulberry.
You watch it?
Widen it? Maybe. So, it's in the works. Right. That it? Anybody else?
Meeting adjourned.
I saw you looking at your watch there.
Seeing what time it was for me to close it off.
That's fine.